Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, unless, of course, it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. Folks, we believe the checks and balances are brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, and one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to the show, and man, have we got a barn burner for you today. First, a quick recap of yesterday's simulcast with the Sheriff Mac Show. We had on our guest, Dundee County, Nebraska Sheriff Clinton Smith, or CJ Smith is what he goes by. And man, this guy is getting absolutely slaughtered. Folks, it is out of control. And what's happening is there's an attempt to recall Sheriff Smith in Nebraska. It was initiated in 2023 by the guy by the name of Jerry Freeze. He filed a, quote, petition to recall Smith on July the 14th. And it's kind of an interesting case because I believe it to be a politically motivated petition to recall Smith. It was submitted, folks, after the publication of a letter. Listen carefully. After the publication of a letter from the Commission on Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice, indicating that Smith had been denied entry to the basic law enforcement certification program. Why? Because they say of misrepresentations in work history, criminal, and traffic history. Now, I find this so fascinating. It's a takedown of the duly elected new sheriff there. What am I talking about? Well, for example, they claim he lied about traffic stuff. The guy got a seatbelt ticket a long time ago in another state, and he didn't report that. So now they're saying, oh my gosh, this guy's a bad guy. He's lying about he got his identity stolen. And now they're saying he wrote bad checks, but he submitted documentation proving that he got cleared. He didn't write bad checks. Then they say, well, you know what? You aren't certified to be a sheriff. Well, you have 8 months to take the certification course. Anyway, he was already certified in another state, Colorado. They claimed he lied and said he wasn't. He proved with paperwork that he was. This is a political hit attempt to recall and take down the duly elected sheriff. We wrote an article about this called Constitution Above All. CSPOA champions Sheriff Clinton Smith and his stand against the state's attempt to remove him from office. The county commission all says the state told them to do that, but the state says no, he didn't. Well, who's lying now? The plot thickens, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, all I can tell you is this. You can donate to the CSPOA in the good sheriff's name. Just put Clinton Smith on there, or you can go to givesendgo.com/ let's see, what is it? / Battle for Freedoms with an S. I'm trying to make sure I got that plural right. Battle for Freedoms. And you can donate there and help out the good sheriff. We also talked to Rick Dalton, our CSPOA National Legislative Liaison. And we talked about his incredible column coming out monthly. CSPOA, a monthly legislative lowdown at CSPOA.org. And the important part to that is that he reported on the gun rights issues of New Mexico and highlighted that the New Mexico Sheriff's Association, the Arizona Sheriff's Association, the Western States Governors or Western States Sheriff's Association, the Attorney General of New Mexico, they all literally shut down the governor. Now they need to impeach that clown. She's nuts on parade. But you know what? We need to obey the law and impeach her properly. All right. And what they're doing is classic projection. They're claiming we're the evil guys, but we stand for the rule of law. And they've mocked us and said we don't have a clue on gun rights and that we lie about the authority of the sheriff. And my response is, if the sheriff is wrong because he won't enforce it, and the attorney general is wrong because they won't enforce it, Why don't they just go and arrest the attorney general and the sheriff then? Because the governor knows she'll end up getting arrested if she tries something so stupid. That's why, folks, the rule of law matters. Got it? Good. We also talked about Joe Biden's a criminal and needs to be impeached immediately, and charges need to be filed over this. Biden establishes, quote, new White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. The office, they say, will be led by Vice President Kamala Harris. Wow. Again, Congress, why aren't you going to jealously guard your legislative authority? That's what the checks and balances are all about, people. Biden needs to be impeached over this. He has no authority to create government agencies or government programs or government departments. That's legislative. He has zero authority. Impeach him now. But all they do is put out in the news, oh, my gosh, Joe's dog bit somebody else there. What? Clown show, people. Absolute clown show. We need to create accountability and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law for these people. Okay? I agree they afford due process. I agree we need speedy trials. I agree it needs to be transparent. I'm all cool with all that, even for the folks that I believe are not on our side, right? They're not for the rule of law and the Constitution and the proper role of government. They're bad guys, but I still want them to have due process. Should they want the same for us? Not a chance. But we still stand by the moral high ground, the rule of law. Ladies and gentlemen, a federal judge in California did a good deed for a change. Strikes down. You heard me. Judge strikes down a California ban on gun magazines holding over 10 rounds. Great news piece, in my humble opinion. Great news. The truth shall set us free. The Constitution, the rule of law, the supreme law matters. James O'Keefe doing a great job. He mocks those who just sued him. Project Veritas shut down. They had to fire all their employees, all journalists. They just shut down without him. Because all the funders knew the truth and went with James. Anyway, James now mocks them, and he goes outside and picks up their lawsuit they tried to serve him with and does a video and puts it on Twitter or X and basically just mocks them. He filmed himself retrieving the lawsuit going, what's this? Anyway, James says he's taking out the gloves now. He can't take it anymore. No more centralized. Listen to me. No more centralized journal investigating. These people are clowns and betrayed him. And now he says that they're going to go ahead and decentralize and ratchet it up a notch. Rock and roll, brother. Keep the law, but get her done and expose these clowns for who they really are. House GOP battleground. They call it an emergency. They say, will we lose the House of Representatives? And my response is absolutely you guys will if you keep trotting out the old guard, keep trotting out the old lies that you're going to make changes in America. And then when you get elected, you do nothing. I literally got an email from Newt Gingrich telling me he'll give me the chance to vote on who I think should be the next president and vice president. Get rid of Newt Gingrich. Get rid of these clowns. We also talked about former President Donald Trump on Caitlyn Jenner, trans rights, and all this kind of stuff. He can't even define what is a woman hardly. I kid you not. He was asked that question by Megyn Kelly, and it went south. Do you have that clip? It's right in the folder there, Lizzie, if you can play that. Donald Trump really doesn't have a clue, folks, about what is a woman. He finally kind of answers, but not really. He's chagrined and doesn't even know how to answer. It's not a new topic. Matt Walsh went around and mocked everybody when they couldn't answer it or wouldn't answer it. Donald falls into the same trap. Here it is.
Can a man become a woman?
In my opinion, you have a man, you have a woman. I think part of it is birth. Can the man give birth? No. No, although they'll come up with some answer to that also someday. I heard just the other day they have a way that now the man can give birth. No, I would say I'll continue my stance on that.
Pretty vague. He kind of said no, but kind of went, well, this is the trap. I don't dare. Oh, my heavens, Donald, you're going to lose the election over this kind of stuff, buddy. I'm telling you, if you don't know a man's a man and a woman's a woman, when I was a kid, when you get out on the farm, they say, look at the plumbing, son. That's how you know. Okay, Donald can't even handle this. What on earth is happening? All right, our guests today, George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio, they're with the Big Mig broadcast. They join us twice a month, thebigmig.com. Welcome, George.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you to all the Liberty Roundtable listeners. I'm happy to be here. You know, Sam, real quick, what you just said about men and women, here's a fun fact. All men who permanently live in the United States regardless of immigration status, between 18 and 26, must register for the Selective Service. And that includes any man that wants to say he's a transgender or a woman still has to register. So is the government conflicted here? Are they sending out mixed signals? Because do they not even know what a man or woman is? Because reality is, a transgender, if it's a man, by God, made a man and thinks he's a woman, he's still a man, has to register. So that should end the debate right there.
Amen. Lance, it's a clown show, sir. Welcome to the broadcast. Donald, kind of participating in the clown show.
Yeah, thanks so very much, Sam. We always appreciate you having us on. We love doing the show. Yeah, it is a clown show. It's, you know, it's amazing how they want to just ignore the biology. Every time you turn around, there's a new pronoun or a new group. I'm not sure what the Donald was thinking for that statement. You know, it's really interesting about the biology. There's only one bone in the human body that's gender specific, and that is the pelvic bone. And it is very different in men and women. And what I think is that, you know, God was very specific when he had that plan. And the fact that we, as men and women, as humans, that we believe that we can do whatever we want. And
hey, can you go ahead and skip the break? Go ahead,
yep.
Lance.
Yeah, just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that these people are out there trying to convince people that there's different, you can convert gender just by thoughts and operations. It's impossible. So don't know where we're going.
Amen
with this
to that.
Crazy stuff.
Not only that, there's an XY and an XX chromosomes. Scientifically, it's factual, but they want to deny science. They used to say they follow the science, but, you know, they deny science. But this is really an assault on God, George. That's their real goal. It's like the power of Babel at modern times. They want to literally say they know more than God, and they could just dismiss God, and it can't be done, sir.
No, not at all, Sam. You cannot dismiss God, because God was here before all of us. He will be here after all of us. And I can't imagine what is going through God's mind right now, looking at what is going on in this country, in this world, actually. Because, you know, you look at children and what they're pushing on children with their agendas. You know, you have innocent children, and nobody in their right mind would like to see any innocent children be harmed in any way and be manipulated. And that's what they're doing. And I always say this, mothers need to stand up. You need to voice your opinions, your concerns. Stop being afraid of the left, of the media. And if everybody stands up and voices their concerns, we will defeat this. But you cannot be afraid. Just know that God is with you every step of the way.
Amen to that. All right, now, there's been a relentless attack on me and on Sheriff Richard Mack. And I'm getting attacked probably, believe it or not, I would say more than anybody. And I'm going to tell you why, because I play a unique role. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. I'm the CEO of the CSPOA. I am also an owner of a radio network, so I syndicate other radio talk shows, not just my own. But I'm also a talk show host in my own right. I kind of have a very unique position because behind the scenes, I'm an IT guy, so I have some engineering skills and radio skills to build this kind of stuff. And I'm a little different than most folks. Most people, they can't put all the pieces together like I can in terms of building a radio network, owning it and running it, external jobs that can fund it, on the air myself. You know, very unique position I play. And as a result, they're kind of now trying to act like I am the ringleader. I am the confluencer. I am the nexus, or I am the, of everybody. And they've started to write more and more and more articles about this fact. They wrote one article saying, Ammon Bundy, Stuart Rhodes, Richard Mack, and they attacked all of those guys. And then they basically said, and Sam Bushman is kind of the core of it all. You know what? They all report to Sam on Liberty Roundtable Live. You know, the roundtable brings all these factions and all these groups together into one great whole. And believe it or not, Sam's backed by the Mormon Church. And so it's really this Mormon Church backing this ringleader who's backing all these factions and bringing all the, and they just lied through their teeth about every bit of it. First off, Ammon Bundy, Stuart Rhodes, and Richard Mack do not report to Sam Bushman, okay? It isn't true. It's a lie. And secondly, the Mormon Church backing me or funding me in any way is absolutely not true either. It's a complete lie. It just so happens that myself and Richard Mack are friends, and it so happens that I'm the CEO of his organization. It also happens that I own my own radio network, and etc. And I happen to be friends with Ammon Bundy and have a lot of respect for him. And I'm a member of his people's rights group. And I'm a friend of Stuart Rhodes. Most people want to throw him under the bus now that he got arrested, claiming he's the bad guy. I say they lie. I say he didn't get a fair trial. And I'm still standing with Stuart Rhodes saying he's been railroaded. Speaking of Rhodes, he's been railroaded. This is wrong and got to stop. And they're trying to do the same thing to the Donald. Problem is, whenever I try to reach out to the Donald, I hear nothing but crickets. Nevertheless, his son came on my program on Super Tuesday to get elected the first time when he got elected. So I don't know if I give orders to Donald Trump Jr. or not, but there you go. I joke, right? I'm making a point. On one hand, they try to tell you that I'm a nobody, that I'm nothing, and I'm so inconsequential, and my radio network's teeny, and my talk show has no listeners. That's what they tell you when they want to make me into a nobody. On the other hand, if I'm such a nobody, if me being straight over the target mattereth not, why attack Sam Bushman so relentlessly in all the rags of the world? I mean, I've literally been battling with the New York Times as they've written bad articles about me, CNN, the Trump's team, all the way down to the Southern Poverty Law Center, IREHR, these human rights groups. They're all relentlessly attacking me. And believe it or not, I've kind of got sick of it because they've kind of gone over the line to where they're starting to literally wrongfully assassinate or attack my character dishonestly to the point where I can't take it anymore. It's not, I mean, I can ignore them for only so long. And so I'm going to create a website called Hate Scam because they have Hate Watch, and their Hate Watch is really classic projection where they basically want to tell everybody else they're haters, but it's really them that are the haters projecting onto all of us. Well, anyway, so I'm going to create hatescam.com and document this, and I'm going to start to fight fire with fire a little bit. I'm a peaceful guy. I'm not going to do anything illegal. It's not my nature. But I am going to call these people to account and dig into their personal lives like they're doing to me. All right? And they wrote a letter to Congress. Who am I talking about? The Southern Poverty Law Center wrote a letter to Congress about me and a friend of mine by the name of James Edwards, a good, dear friend of mine, who does a radio show that I syndicate. So you got two shows, Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm the host, I'm the syndicator, I'm the network owner. Then you got The Political Cesspool, another show that I syndicate. James Edwards is the owner of that show, but I syndicate it because I believe in it. Well, anyway, here's what happened 2 years ago, and we never even found this out when it happened. This is what's interesting. 2 years ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center wrote a letter to Congress, and the letter to Congress is about several groups, not just me, not just James, but they put myself and James Edwards at the center of the letter. It's 17 pages. SPLC Action Fund, letter to Congress, Homeland Security Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. May 26th, 2021, they wrote this letter. And here's what it says. Sam Bushman and James Edwards are the, quote, current nexus of the anti-government and the white nationalist movements, standing shoulder to shoulder at Liberty News Radio. They increased the visibility of both movements, and their shows are locations where members of both movements have the opportunity to network and share information. They literally sent that to Congress. Now it gets worse, because in the letter to Congress, they told you that we're at the confluence of this. We're at the nexus. Sam and James are the nexus of bringing anti-government, Sam, white supremacy, James. They really think we're both, but they pitch it like that. And we're bringing these two movements together. We're the nexus of this. Think about that wording, the nexus. They are literally calling Sam and James the ringleaders of the anti-government and white nationalist movements. And then they're asking Homeland Security to take a bunch of actions, virtually investigate us and take us out. The Homeland Security got a letter in Congress. The Homeland Security Committee or whatever got a letter in Congress 2 years ago by the Southern Poverty Law Center saying that Sam and James are literally the nexus, the ringleaders of anti-government and white supremacy. Now listen, it gets worse because they call for several actions against us. All right. Now you got to ask yourself, why is Sam anti-government? Because he respects the Constitution? Because he wants elected officials, including sheriffs, to obey the law of the land? Is that why? Why would I be considered anti-government? Everything I teach is the proper rule of government, the Constitution, the rule of law. Obey it, peaceful, restoration. Okay, but they say Sam's anti- Sam never refers to himself as anti-government. This is their, quote, term or label for him. Why is James Edwards a white nationalist? Because he's not ashamed of how God made him. And he wants to preserve his unique cultural Southern heritage. James never refers to himself as a white nationalist. This is their label or term for him. This is clearly a hate scam, gentlemen. And so now we're going to have to take off the gloves, pardon the phrase. I wrote an article. Is this a civil dialogue debate? Or is this turned into a cage fight? I was going to cover the SPLC yesterday until I found out about all this, and I was going to have a debate without them because they refused to show. They asked me to answer questions for them for their next abusive article against me. I didn't answer except for I went on the radio and answered all the questions publicly. And I've asked them to come on the radio and TV and discuss this publicly, and they have refused. Meanwhile, I think it's turning into a cage fight. Because when you literally submit a letter to Congress and nobody knows about it, including myself, and you literally say Sam and James are the nexus, they are literally the ringleaders putting together, again, ground zero, Sam Bushman's Liberty Roundtable, bringing together anti-government and white supremacy groups, and everybody comes to Sam and James to deliver the information to the table. And then they deliver that to Congress with actions saying, investigate them, take them down, this has got to stop stuff. And we don't even know about it. What is happening in America, ladies and gentlemen? And where's the FBI in this? Have they done a bunch of background clown research to support this or the Justice Department? Where are we on this? This has taken it to the next level, Lance.
You know, I did some research after you and I had discussed this, and I've been looking, you know, further into them. And I, honestly, Sam, I'm laughing because you're the farthest thing from a white nationalist, from a neo-Nazi. And these are the terms.
Well, it depends on how you define it, though. I am white, and I do believe in America, so I'm a white nationalist, right?
But you know, they try to use this terminology to create, you know, a certain narrative, right? Like the title
That's
of
right.
one of the articles where they attack you is Constitutional Sheriff's Chief Runs Online Radio Station Featuring White Supremacists. Now, that's so far from the truth. And somebody using the Constitution in the same sentence as white supremacist is the farthest thing from a pro-American I've ever met, because our whole country is based on the supreme law of the land. At the end of the day, the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, is they're kind of blowing my mind with the way that they're going about things. It's just rhetoric, and it's unnecessary and spiteful rhetoric. I'm looking at some of the stuff that they allege was said in interviews and otherwise with you, and I've known you for a long time, and I know that that's not the way you talk. So they're taking things out of context, you know. Bushman claimed his purpose is free speech, said that he believes in faith, family, and free speech, and now follow the line here, and continued repeating this justification throughout the 90-minute conversation with Hate Watch. I mean, give me a break. The truth is that you
Yeah,
are
I did say that I stand with the Constitution. I did say that I stand
exactly.
for free speech. That's right. That's true.
And that's right, because that's the basis of what America is based on. That is the truth of what our country is supposed to be based on. You know, I looked at all the people they have listed on
the dishonesty isn't the dishonesty isn't the facts they tell. It's the way they frame those facts. So Sam Bushman did say he's
Bingo.
For free speech through the 90-minute interview. That's a fact. Where they're making it a lie is they make it sound like that's Sam's cover for his white supremacy. That's Sam's cover for his anti-government violent behind-the-scenes intentions. That's the part that they, in my opinion, assert without asserting it, if you will.
That's right.
We'll come back and talk about it.
In a way that isn't true.
Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantyne with me, ladies and gentlemen. They're with the Big Mig. TheBigMig.com to check that out. Back in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Lance Pry. New information has come out from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. One day before the first hearing into the House's planned President Joseph Biden impeachment inquiry, Representative James Comer reported that President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, was listed as the beneficiary address for two bank money wires. Payments totaling $260,000 to his son Hunter from Chinese nationals. One of the Chinese nationals is reported as Jonathan Lee, who developed a business relationship with Hunter while Joe was vice president. The committee said both wires originated from Beijing and were delivered to the Biden home after Joe announced he was running for president. India made history last month as the first country to land near the moon's south pole, but several days after they were set to wake up, the Chandrayaan-3 moon lander and its sidekick lunar rover are not responding. The robots went to sleep in early September when night set in on the moon and their batteries drained. The next lunar day started on September 22nd and are not responding to commands and may be dead for good. The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons resigned yesterday over inviting a Nazi-linked war veteran to Ukrainian President Zelensky's speech last week. Anthony Rota, a liberal lawmaker who was first elected speaker in 2019, initially declined to step down over the controversy, but eventually bowed to pressure from members of parliament, including his own liberal party. A raging fire, seemingly caused by fireworks at a wedding, engulfed a hall with guests in northern Iraq today. Authorities are reporting more than 100 people are confirmed dead and roughly 150 others injured. The fire happened in an area just outside of the city of Mosul, some 205 miles northwest of Baghdad. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. George Ballantyne, Lance Migliaccio with me. So the Southern Poverty Law Center literally filed a letter to Congress calling Sam and James the ringleaders of the anti-government and white supremacist movements. Anyway, it's an absolute lie. It's literally a hate scam to do this, besmirching both of our characters and everything else. Now, it is true that I have some hosts on my radio network that do advocate for white supremacy. I don't agree with them. I do have some programs that don't believe in the Holocaust. They deny the Holocaust, too. I don't agree with them. They know I don't agree with them. But I believe in free speech, and they have the right to say and believe those things if they want to. I also have black people on the radio that have about five times as much time as these white people that we're talking about. So it's true that I have people on that represent all kinds of different views. I even offered to syndicate the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they chickened out, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprise there. It's always easiest to be a keyboard warrior and attack people and never have to stand up in a public forum. I mean, Sam, you would obliterate them. The truth of the matter is their rhetoric is hateful, and it's not true. I can see so many things that they're doing online. I'm curious. For some reason, it seems like all these new groups that are out there, like the Patriot Front and others, they seem to be very much on top of. And I never heard of these groups up until the last, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 months. I was completely unaware of them. But it's interesting how they seem to almost be, strangely, like almost like a promotion arm for them, talking about how dangerous they are constitutionally and otherwise. Yeah, I find it interesting, Sam, don't you, that they seem to be so on top of these new groups that that we never heard of before, but now they're out on Front Street. Thoughts?
Yeah, they know more about the groups than you do. Of course, you're the leader of them there, buddy, and you don't even know them and stuff. I mean, it's insane. How are Sam and James, this confluence of the white supremacist movement, 90% of the white supremacists they mentioned in the mainstream press, I've never even met or talked to in my entire life.
Yeah, I mean, that in itself speaks a lot because you've been in the movement and you're a well-known guy. I just think it's odd that they seem to have so much knowledge when the rest of the community is very confused about these groups. Where the hell did they come from? You know, like that new neo-Nazi group that Laura Loomer outed. I'd never really heard of those guys, but now all of a sudden they seem to be mainstream connections to the
CIA.
Well,
what's their name even?
Yeah, I don't even remember what the name of it was because it was so brand new.
But my point is that they'll probably mention them and say that, oh, here's the leaders, and I've never heard of the group. I don't know any of the leaders. If I'm the Nexus, okay, if I am the Nexus and I am literally the ringleader, ground zero, I mean, it starts with Sam and James, or it starts and ends with Sam and James, wouldn't I know those guys? Or have at least heard of them?
Yeah.
I mean, something is wrong, buddy.
Well, Sam, you're independent, you're sophisticated, you're well-versed, you're highly educated. Yeah, I can see why they would be afraid of you, because what they're doing is they're appealing to the people that don't really do their own research, right? They're appealing to them through donations. I'm not even sure how they get their money. I don't know if it's dark money, super PAC money, and how they're funded.
Oh, I'm researching it. It comes from all kinds of sources, and I'm digging in and getting some of those answers, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not quite ready to report, but trust you me, when I investigate, we'll get answers.
Yeah, and I think they should be afraid of you because of that, because the truth is I believe you're going to out them. It's just another group that's out there, you know, and they build a great website, they make sure it's well-rounded, and then they push it to the public. I mean, you know, Jack Posobiec is one of their big attack platforms. They've been after him for a while. I've seen them talk about him off and on, and they've been going back and forth and suggesting that he lied about his interaction with CBS or something else, but it's all BS. I think they should be worried. George, you know, your thoughts on this, because I think this is just another fomented plot by the deep state. I'd like to see their funding, Sam. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, you know, it's funny. So I have a statement. So Lance, are we guilty by association for being friends and working with Sam Bushman?
In fact, you report to me, George. You just don't know that yet, sir.
Okay, yeah, so...
Yeah.
So, but see, that's how they pitch it, though, right? They're nuts.
But I want to clear the air here, gentlemen.
Yeah.
My skin is white, but I don't identify as a white person anymore. So if they say I'm a white nationalist or terrorist, they are racist and bigotous. And I want that on the record right now.
Well, if you claim you're not white, then I'm just going to call you an Uncle Tom, buddy.
You can call me whatever you want.
See, you just can't win with these people. And that's the problem with their hate rhetoric, is that it's just dishonest.
So, Lance.
Hey George, yeah. I got to say something. I noticed that last week we were made honorary members of the Three Percenters on air.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns
That's right.
out that the Three Percenters is on their hate map and hate watch list.
Yeah.
Well, now I know some of the Three Percenters, and they're just like everybody else. This is the problem. Some are good, some are bad, guys. Some have ill intent that I'm not comfortable with. Most of them are good guys, and they simply, the Three Percenters just refers to in the American Revolution, these are the people that led the cause for freedom, okay? That's what it refers to. And all I'm telling you is I know a lot of those people. Many of them are good. Some of them aren't. But look, they have listed me in the hate watch. Look, they listed Liberty News Radio. That's the radio network that I own, Liberty News Radio. Back in like the 90s, I started this thing. I guess it wasn't till 2009 when I started Liberty News Radio, but I was involved in other networks and built other networks, and I've been on the radio since like 92 or 3, and then my own station from 96 to 2006, and then beyond that, syndicated radio literally from like 96 forward. Anyway, I tell you all this because they listed in Utah, there's Liberty News Radio. It's a DBA of my company, Sam Bushman Incorporated, okay? Sam Bushman Incorporated is owned wholly by me. There's nobody else involved, just me. All right. And they claimed that Liberty News Radio was the largest hate group in the state of Utah. And I realized that I'm gaining weight, but I didn't think it was that bad, gentlemen.
Yeah. I want to answer something about what you said about Sam. So if you look at Sam, if you meet him in person, you would not perceive him as a threat, right? So I want to know if I would be honored or what to think if my name got brought up to Congress and they're trying to discredit me. But Sam, what they're afraid of is the truth. And you are one of few people that will bring the truth out and expose people. And that's what they're afraid of. Plain and simple, Sam. So you're doing something right,
And I look
right,
at
Sam.
It, what have I even done to make these people mad? I've got on the radio and said, hey, I believe in God, family, and country, and we all ought to work towards that. And, I mean, I'm the guy that creates a website, Clarion Call for Civility. Callforcivility.com is the website. I'm literally calling for civility. I wrote an article back in 2015 about this. So I'm calling for civility. I'm documenting the proper role of limited constitutional government. I'm a constitutional educator. They say Sam claims he's a constitutional scholar. Oh, okay. I mean, however you want to do it, I've just been teaching the Constitution for a quarter freaking century. And what more do you want than that to be a constitutional scholar? What does it take to be a scholar? And the answer is all
10,000 hours, Sam. 10,000 hours.
I've got more than 10,000 hours on the radio teaching the Constitution.
Sam, so, exactly. I mean, let's see. The Southern Poverty Law Center wants to come after you. So, you know, it's in turn our right to come after them. So, I mean, anybody looked at all the money they have offshore? And you have to question, did they move that out to another country, or did that money originate in the U.S.? Because most likely, if it's foreign donations and therefore foreign influence to an entity, and the FBI is using them to designate Americans as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, but the FBI now says that they can't be trusted. They've been discredited. We can't use their information anymore. 20 plus attorney state generals have now said they're a discredited source.
You know, it's interesting, though, if they have been invested. Well, think about this. If they've been invested in by any foreign agency, they would have had to register under the FARA. And I would bet that they haven't registered under the FARA. So if they have foreign donations, you would think that they would be the ones being investigated. Would they not, Sam?
You would think so, but of course it doesn't work that way, but it's probably going to. So they have documented 1,225 hate groups on their hate map, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm thinking I might want to do is contact all 1,225 of them, and maybe we should write a joint letter to Congress.
Oh,
it's a great idea. That's a great idea. And have all the different groups sign it and register them as a hate group.
Okay, because look, this is just getting insane, though. Look, they're putting my family in harm's way when they do this. I have a wife and 8 children and 7 grandchildren and stuff. They're putting my family in harm's way. I don't know if you know, but there was a guy that literally went into a clinic at the Family Research Council and literally shot people. And he said the Southern Poverty Law Center gave him he was doing it because of their leadership and their, he basically pinned it on them. And so this is real. They're putting my family in harm's way with the rhetoric they're spewing against me dishonestly. This is to a new level, gentlemen.
Well, Sam, Lance, you're going to like this part real quick. So here's another thing, how the SPLC is full of BS. So, you know, they partner with all the big tech companies, you know, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, PayPal, to identify so-called hate groups, right? That money that was So the money that came to launch that program was funded by none other than George Soros' Open Society. So that says it all.
That's part of my research. That's already happening. There's a lot of other interesting funding groups, but that's one of the huge ones. You're correct.
So anything attached to George Soros' name is to divide us and conquer this country. So he should be labeled as a terrorist, George Soros.
He's an international and domestic terrorist, in my opinion. Everything that Soros puts his hands on is hateful and destructive to our country.
Let me give you an example. They did one article just recently in the last several months. I don't have it handy. They do so many articles on us. Literally, there's hundreds of articles written over the years about me and James. And the reason they write about me and James is because me and James are friends, and we don't back down. When they say Sam and James are friends, we double down and say, of course we are. We don't back away because we're not afraid of that. We're honest, good family men, gentlemen, and dear friends. We spend vacation time as families together and everything else. I mean, he's a good friend of mine. He does advocate for white people. You want to know why he does so? Because he's white, just like every other race does and should do. See, I teach that everybody should be proud of their race, proud of their heritage. I don't give a rip what race you are. God made you that way, and you should be proud of it and happy about it and celebrate your heritage. And we should also learn about one another's heritage as well. What a grand opportunity. What a multicultural opportunity we have to do that. We're all God's children, and we should act like it. But James is a white guy, and he's a Southern guy, so he advocates for his white race. That doesn't mean he's evil. That doesn't mean he's a racist. That doesn't mean he downs anybody else in their race. So that doesn't mean he walks around thinking he's superior or treating people wrongfully or that he's engendering some kind of evil across the country. That's false. He's entitled to his belief. And for the record, I have on five times as much black programming as I do white programming or white advocacy programming, whatever you want to call it. Now, I don't count because I'm just a white blind guy that doesn't know what race anybody is that comes on the radio with me either. And I don't really care because what matters to me is the ideals of America, teaching to the ideal, living in the real. But the reason I tell you this is they literally have been attacking all my businesses. So they wanted to know where I got my money from. And first they thought I got my money from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they articulated such. It's a lie. I have not received a penny from the Mormon Church, not one red cent. Wait, can I say red cents or is that like Indian hostile?
I don't know. It could be connected to green scent.
You might Blue be labeled scent? As an Indian hater now, Sam. It's, you know, just
one copper penny. What color's copper? Oh, all right.
Be careful.
You got to wonder. So now listen. So I haven't received a penny from the church. Then they tried to say, well, Sam gets a bunch of money. Look, he advertises these radio commercials on the top and the bottom of the hour news. He's getting a min of money. Those are big advertisers. That's right. I don't get a penny from either of them. All that money goes to Salem and USA Radio News. I barter for the news. I run their commercial, and I get news for free. They get distribution of their commercials and advertisers. I don't get a penny. So they lied again on that. And then they even went so far as to dig into my wife. My wife creates a blog, okay? And it's called Stick to It Kids. And Stick to It Kids is a blog about raising children that my wife did for a long time. And it's just about our methods of how you raise children and what you do to encourage them and potty train them and do it's kind of a chronicle of my wife and I as we raised our eight children. What would they even attacked that blog and said that's probably a source of money for the Bushman family. I mean, these people are off the rails crazy. And so just so you know, raising healthy kids, how to, you know, stick to it kids, teaching kids to work hard and stick to their tasks and all this kind of stuff, be resilient, that's even racist because see, my wife knows me. See what I mean? Everybody reports to Sam Bushman, Lance. Everybody. You know that. Right?
You know, I'm starting to see a pattern here, Sam. You can see what they're talking about. Your wife actually reporting to you. It's starting to make me uncomfortable.
She does.
I mean, it's so ludicrous. And I think what's interesting is what you said a minute ago, talking about how they might be, their rhetoric is actually causing violence. Like
yes, it is.
You just brought up. I think it's very interesting because I think also, if you didn't notice the article they wrote on you in February of 2023, they seem to want to focus on really talking about at the very end of the article all your technical back end and what you're doing. As if they're compelling hackers or somebody else to attack your system. They go into great detail
here
about audio compass. And to me, this is like a veiled opportunity. It's like, well, by the way, here end-to-end technologies, and here's the contact page, and they use this audio over internet protocol, and they're using a barrack system. How is that even relevant to the article unless they're trying to compel some?
Well, you know what they did? You know what they did? They reached out to Barracks. Barracks is overseas in Switzerland, okay? And it's a company that I don't even know really personally or anything. I don't have any relationship with them. I just can resell their stuff just like anybody else. I can buy it and set it up and all that, just like anybody in the world can. Well, they literally reached out to Barracks and said, hey, how lucrative is the contract between Sam and Barracks? Well, the answer is it's not lucrative at all, except I bought a couple of their pieces of equipment is all. But they even vetted that relationship. They came up with nothing, and that's where they're just getting so frustrated.
Well, I mean, they're digging, and there isn't anything to find on you, you know. And the truth of the matter is that's the frustration that I think you can that they're exuding. So now they write a letter to Congress. To be honest with you, the more you look at this group, the more you look at them as an organization, what they're doing is hateful. They're trying to incite hate, racism, you know, demographics. I mean, it's all about attacking all the individuals listed on the site. I mean, when you start looking at
well,
the
and I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But they're, in my opinion, crossing some of these fundamental lines too. The kind of unwritten rule has been: go ahead and attack the politician, but don't attack his kids or don't attack his wife or spouse or her husband or whatever. Don't attack the people who aren't really involved or. they've crossed those lines now with my family as well. They've reached out to people that I deal with, and they're like, hey, how much money do you make from this relationship and that relationship? And they've literally asked James Edwards, how much does, you know, do you pay Sam, or does Sam pay you, or who, where does the money go? They've asked all these people where the money is and how the money works. And I've just told them, it's none of your business. It's a private corporation, you clowns. How much money do you make? Let's dig into that. And then they get silent in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why, because I'll bet you that some of their money sources are nefarious. I'll bet you as you dig in, you're going to find more and more. And I think it's time that somebody does expose them and puts them, you know, it's easy for them if they just keep attacking and nobody does anything back. They're always on the offensive. Maybe it'd be nice to see them on the extreme defensive.
Well, in my Christian nature, you know, I believe in following the Prince of Peace. And my Christian nature is not to fight back. It's to just basically a soft answer, turneth away wrath. And that kind of stuff. And I did that for a long, 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 long time. But, you know, at some point, though, so that this doesn't happen to other people and so that we can, you know, not put my wife and children in harm's way and stuff like that, at some point it deserves a response. And I'm planning to create a response like they haven't seen before. See, they're messing with the wrong person. See, when I used to do a radio show for another radio network, they threatened to fire me and to get rid of my show. I literally pulled an all-nighter and built my own radio network. That's how Liberty News Radio exists. Okay, don't do that to me. I'm a nice guy and I'm a gentle guy, okay? But I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to tolerate this abuse any longer. You're now making lies about my faith and my religion. The Mormon Church, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but I have not received a single penny from them. In fact, I paid tithing to my church, 10% of my income, plus other donations for different reasons. I give my church thousands of dollars every year. If they want to know the truth, there it is. I don't get a penny from Salem Radio News. I don't get a penny from USA Radio News. Not 1 cent. But they've all gone after that and tried to go after my advertisers. They've tried to go after my equipment providers in IT to shut me down and find out where the money's coming from. They've turned over every stone they can dig into. It's insane. And they come up with all kinds of lies. And then when I explain to them this stuff, they're like, Sam just meanders from topic to topic. He's kind of crazy. No, no. You guys bring up everything under the sun as an avalanche. You try to bury me in paper, bury me in allegations. It's not going to work. Not going to work at all, because I'm telling you, I will not be quiet. You got three choices: to ignore them, to run away and shut everything down, or to absolutely go big or go home. And I'm the go big guy. I'm not doing that.
I mean, and just it's justified. George, go ahead. I'm blown away by the amount of effort for no reason at all.
So I, like Sam, I understand you like taking a road of trying to be, you know, a gentleman, nice, and just respond lightly. And Lance always tells me to do the same. And me, if someone's attacking, I like just to come out and hit them hard and take it out, because I think like as we allow them to keep doing that, and it keeps just, they keep getting more attacks and it gets bigger and bigger. It's like, that's why I like to shut it down immediately. And we could do that and still be gentlemen and respectful and Christians without a doubt. It's just, If there's something
that's the
coming
point
out,
that I don't have to take this. At some point, I've got to stop this and say, look, this is not happening. We're not doing this anymore. And so, look, we're going to be digging in hard, and we're going to be really kind of making a difference. But look, ladies and gentlemen, I am not anti-government. I want someone, and I'm going to challenge this to the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm ready to pay $1,000. I want to know what anti-government rhetoric, teaching, ideology, action, whatever word you want to put in place there, go ahead, that Sam promotes that is anti-government. I want to know one.
I have never, ever heard you do any of that ever in any of our interactions. So I believe that, you know, that they're going to come up empty handed on that, Sam. You know, it to me, this is kind of one of those fomented plots. And I always wonder where the funding, George nailed it when he brought up Soros. To me, that's what his whole plan is, to undermine the country from within. You know, the destruction always comes from within. And I think this is another one of those organizations that's been created to do that. I don't know how they started out. Maybe they started out with good intent, but whatever happened along the way, I don't believe that's where they're at now. And that's my thoughts.
Well, there's one gentleman that's been attacking me personally, and now he's kind of gone stealth. So he's attacking me, but he's not using his name now because I've exposed his name. His name is Jason Wilson. He came from Australia to the United States, and we're tying him to some very nefarious organizations as well. And so we're going to just start with one individual after the other, and we're going to publish the facts about them, and we're going to start to dig into their personal lives. Hey, does this Australian have a green card? Maybe he needs to leave the country. Now, see, they'll say I'm a racist for saying that, but no, we're talking about just legally being here. He probably is legally here. That's fine. I'm just saying, are we going to make those allegations like they're doing to us without facts, or are we going to dig in and get the facts? We're going to get the facts. I'm just telling you, this guy came over here from Australia. He was like a librarian or something like weird like that before over there, and now he's working for the Southern Poverty Law Center here in America. He appeared at the Ammon Bundy when we went to try to free the Hammonds from jail. He was at that event. That's where he found out who I was, because I was one of the leaders of that event. And they took a picture of the peaceful rally we had of me leading the whole group. Me and Richard Mack were at the lead of the whole group. They took my photo. I was the only one that had my face exposed because it was super cold, like 5 degrees. And they took my photo. And then what they did is when Ammon Bundy took over the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, which I stood against, by the way, but that was a separate event. There was two events that day. The first one, the peaceful rally. I led that. That's true. I was one of the leaders of it. But then they took that picture from the peaceful rally, and when they promoted the takeover stories, they falsely put my picture on the takeover stories, even though I had already issued a press release against it. Well, I believe that Jason might have been behind that photo. I don't know that yet, but I'm digging, and I'm going to find out. This is how dishonest they are, gentlemen.
Sam, you said the guy, he's here from Australia. We don't even know if he's legally, but in reality, all he has to do is go to Mexico, come over the border, and he'll be let in. And actually, the Southern Poverty Law Center goes and helps a lot of that migration, illegal immigration, happen, come over. They're part of that, too, over there, fundraising, you know, advocating and helping them. So, you know, it's all one big scam. Big scam artist, that company.
And I don't know if Jason's behind that photo, folks, yet. And I don't know if Jason's here illegally not or yet. I'm just kind of making a point that, again, are we going to go with half-baked information that isn't true like they've done against me? Or are we going to go ahead and find out? Look, Jason gave me his cell number. The problem is it goes nowhere. It just goes to Google, right? Now they're attacking me and their articles don't have names on them. Right? So now the article written about me is just from what's called HW, editor. Well, that's Hate Watch editor. I called the Southern Poverty Law Center and I asked who the Hate Watch editor is, and their board, their person answering the switchboard doesn't know who the HW editor is.
Sam, can you sue them for defamation?
I don't know yet. You know, I mean, the problem is there's all kinds of words about that. See, Donald was supposed to change those laws so we could stop this stuff, but he never did. He just promised it and failed.
Well, it's interesting because to me that's libel if they start to create, so they're doing that thing that seems to be typical online and in social media and writing nowadays where they said, well, does this mean that Sam is connected to the neo-Nazis? You're standing in an event, and this is one of the things I see happening over and over and over again. You're standing in an event. Somebody's close by, almost like a photo bomb. They take a picture. Is Sam connected to the neo-Nazi to his right? And literally, it has nothing to do with anything. You're at an event, and somebody just took a picture, and somebody was in close proximity to you. You don't even know the individual.
Well, and it might even be somebody walked up and asked me a question, so I'm literally engaged with them. Right.
Exactly.
Factually, exactly. I am engaged with them. That doesn't mean I have a relationship or that I know them. They did the same thing to Richard Mack. I don't know if you know this, but a guy walked up to Richard Mack at an event and got his picture taken with Richard. Like all celebrities, people take pictures with us. I'm not trying to say I'm more important than anybody else. I'm just telling you this happens. Well, anyway, then this guy literally murdered somebody. And now they're claiming Richard Mack's connected to the murder. Richard Mack doesn't even know this guy.
Wow.
Folks, I'm telling you right now, we better take off. Is this a peaceful civil dialogue like I wish it would be? Or is this going to turn into a cage fight? I'm just asking the question. Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantyne, they're both with TheBigMig.com. TheBigMig.com with me. Both hours today, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this is clearly a hate scam. And I'm going to expose it, damn it. I've had enough. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman. LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.